بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما زلنا نقرأ من شرح الشيخ محمد با جمال لثلاثة الأصول. You're still reading from the book ثلاثة أصول authored by Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi with the explanation of Sheikh Muhammad ba Jamal Hafidhullah. And he mentioned when the section with regards to al-Isti'ana, and we arrived at the section where he mentions a statement of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah كما في مدارج السالكين ونحن ما زلنا في باب الاستعانة. الاستعانة. We are still in the section of الاستعانة. And as we have taken, الاستعانة is to seek aid, to receive some type of benefit, or to remove some type of harm. الاستعانة هي طلب العون في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. Seeking to receive some type of benefit or to remove some type of harm. طلب العون. الاستعانة بمعنى طلب العون. To seek help. وكما أخذنا الاستعانة أربعة أقسام. As we have taken in our prior lesson, الاستعانة is four categories. Seeking aid is the four categories. الاستعانة بالله واستعانة بمخلوق فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. الأول الاستعانة بالله وهذه عبادة لا يجوز صرفها لغير الله عز وجل. The first is seeking aid from Allah. And this is an act of worship which is not permissible to direct it to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second type of الاستعانة, الاستعانة بمخلوق فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. وهذا لا يجوز لأنه شرك بالله عز وجل. And the second is الاستعانة, seeking aid, الاستعانة بمخلوق, seeking aid from the creation and that which no one is capable of giving, seeking aid regarding that which no one is capable of giving except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this category, it's not permissible for anyone to seek aid in anything, seek aid from anyone in anything that they're not capable of doing. That which is specifically aid that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This category is not permissible. This type of isti'ana is not permissible. This is shirk billahi. This is associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والشيخ ذكر أن هذا القسم له ثلاث صور. Sheikh, he mentioned this category has three types of pictures, three types under it. الاستعانة بالموت أو الاستعانة بالميت سواء كان نبيا مرسلا أو وليا صالحا أو الاستعانة بحي حاضر غير قادر في الظاهر لاعتقاده فيه بأن له قوة خفية. نعم. وثالث الاستعانة بحي قادر لكنه غائب لاعتقاده فيه أن له قوة خفية في تدبير الكون ويظن أن هذا يعلم السر فهذا لا يجوز كذلك. The Sheikh, he mentioned الاستعانة بالمخلوق, seeking aid, الاستعانة بالمخلوق, seeking aid from the creation, regarding those affairs that no one is capable of aiding in, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This form is shirk. This form of استعانة is shirk. And it has three different examples that the Sheikh, he wanted to mention. First, is seeking aid with the dead. Seeking aid or assistance from the deceased, regardless if this deceased is a prophet, and this is widespread. This happens so much. Regardless if he's a prophet who was sent a prophet from the prophets, or if he is a righteous man, a person of dignity or honor from regarding that from that individual who is seeking aid. This is the first, seeking aid from the dead. The second is seeking aid from the living, who is present in front of you. However, he's not capable of helping you in that particular thing. It's clear that he's not capable of assisting. And this person seeking the aid, he believes that this individual has some type of hidden powers. This is not permissible. However, as we remember, the Sheikh, he mentioned, if someone believes that someone can help them in something, and then it becomes apparent that they're not able to help them, this is not shirk. Someone just asks them something, they believe they're capable, but then they come to find that they're not, and they leave it. There's nothing upon that individual. Naam. As far as with the third category, al-isti'anatu bihayyin qadir, seeking aid from al-hay, the person who is living, bihayyin qadirin, seeking aid from someone who's living, and he's capable, lakinnahu ga'ib. However, he's not present. He's capable to assist in that thing, but he's not present in front of you. This is not permissible also. And how does this take place? This takes place by one believing that they have the creed, they have the aqidah, belief that this individual who is not present, even though he's not present, being that he's living and he's not present in front of him, he has some type of special hidden power or ability and has some type of control over the universe, and he has knowledge of the unseen. This is the type of creed that people who fall into this category of shirk, they have. Now, the third category, the Shaykh mentioned, isti'anatu bi makhluqin fi ma yaqdir alayhi, and seeking aid from the creation regarding that which they are capable of helping. Me, of course, he's hay, qadir, he's hayyun, qadir, he's hayyun, qadir, wa hadir. This individual, he's living, he has the ability, and he is present. It's a must to keep this in mind, these three. If you want to have someone to aid you in something, he must be living, he must have the ability, and he must be present in front of you. Naam. And this negates the categories of those who fall into shirk that we just mentioned. This is different than what we just mentioned from those who fall into shirk. الاستعانتُ بمخلوق فيما يقدر عليه وهي نوعين وهي على نوعين. The category where one can seek help from the creation regarding that which he's capable of helping. This is of two types. One is permissible, one is impermissible. The one that's permissible, ما كان في واجب فيجب أو مستحب فمستحب أو مباح فمباح. ما كان في واجب فيجب أو مستحب فمستحب أو مباح فجائز. This is important. With regards to the first category, whatever was incumbent, then it is incumbent upon one to help someone in this. Whatever is highly recommended from the deen, then it's highly recommended for someone to aid this individual in this. Or whatever is mubah, whatever is permissible, then it is permissible for one to assist them in this matter. The second category that we mentioned in our last lesson, ما كان في أمر ممنوع محرم فلا يجوز. Whatever is impermissible with regards to the legislation, it is not permissible to aid this individual in that matter. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned that these two categories that we have taken, the proof of this is a statement of Allah. The proof of regarding these two categories, meaning the type of assistance from the individual who is living, capable, and present, is of two categories, meaning the type that is permissible based on the situation, regardless if it is incumbent to assist this person or highly recommended or just permissible. And then the second category, to aid someone in something that is impermissible. And of course, one should not do this. The Shaykh, he mentioned the proof with regards to these two categories is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. The Sheikh, he mentioned the statement of Allah, where Allah says, assist, cooperate with one another upon righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate with one another upon sin and transgression. This is the proof with regards to seeking assistance from someone who is from the creation, which is capable of assisting, he is living, and he is present. Naam. And the fourth category, from that which we have taken on our last lesson, الاستعانة بالأعمال الصالحة والأحوال المحبوبة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. الاستعانة بالأعمال الصالحة والأحمال المحبوبة والأحوال المحبوبة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. وهذا مشروع أمر الله به. قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. This fourth category is seeking aid by way of doing righteous deeds or having situations which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is legislated. This is something that's legislated based on a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, O you who believe, seek aid with being patient, seek aid with patience and the salah. Na'am. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The statement where Allah says, you alone we worship and you alone we seek aid. Now, we're going to finish this section. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, we're towards the end of the section with regards to الاستعانة, and then we'll be moving to الاستعاذة بإذن الله تعالى. The Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh Muhammad Bajamal, he mentioned, وقال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله كما في مدارج السالكين. He mentioned the statement of Shaykh al-Islam that's been recorded in the book مدارج السالكين. He said, تأملت أنفع الدعاء فإذا هو سؤال العون على مرضاته ثم رأيت في الفاتحة في إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. قال تأملت أنفع الدعاء أي تفكر في أنفع الدعاء فإذا هو سؤال العون على مرضاته. شيخ الإسلام يرى أن أنفع الدعاء هو سؤال العون على مرضات الله عز وجل. قال ثم رأيته في الفاتحة في قول الله عز وجل إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, it's been recorded in Madarij al-Salikin, where he said, I pondered regarding the most beneficial dua, he said, I pondered, meaning he contemplated and thought about what is the most beneficial dua. He said, فَإِذَا هُوَ سُؤَالُ الْعَوْنِ, and he found that it is asking for assistance upon what is pleasing to Allah. He found that this is the best of dua. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance upon that which is pleasing to Him. Said, then I found, meaning he thought about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, where Allah says, you alone we worship, you alone we seek aid from. وَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى مَا أَوْصَى بِهِ نَبِيُّنَا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُعَاذًا بَعْدَ أَنْ أَعْلَمَهُ بِأَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهُ. And he said, what supports this meaning is that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, advised Mu'adh with after he taught him, after he informed him that he loved him. He said, فَقَالَ لَهُ, meaning the Prophet ﷺ said to Mu'adh, لَا تَضَعَنَّ أَن تَقُولَ دُبْرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. He said, do not leave off. He advised, the Nabi ﷺ نصح معاذا قال لا تضعن دبر كل صلاة. لا تضعن أن تقول دبر كل صلاة أي بمعنى لا تترك في دبر صلاتك القول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised Mu'adh after he expressed to him that he loved him. He said, do not leave off the statement at the end of the salah, meaning right before the taslim. He said, do not leave off saying after every salah, Allahumma, O Allah, a'inni, aid me, ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. O Allah, aid me upon the remembrance of you, being thankful of you, and having goodness in worship of you. وَقَوْلُهُ ثُمَّ ذَكْرَ الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ بَا جَمَّالِ وَقَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَدِيثِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعِنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Then the Shaykh Muhammad Ba Jamal, he mentions the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are to seek aid, then seek aid from Allah. Seek aid with Allah. If you seek aid, seek aid with Allah. وَهُوَ طَرْفٌ مِنْ حَدِيثٍ رَوَاهُ أَحْمَدُ وَتِرْمِذِي وَغَيْرُهُمَا مِنْ حَدِيثِ بِنْ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا وَهُوَ حَسَنٌ بِشَوَاهِدِهِ كَمَا بَيَّنَّاهُ فِي تَحْقِيقِ الْأَرْبَعِينَ النَّوَوِيَّةِ بِالْأَسَانِيدِ. تحقيق الشيخ محمد بن جمال يعني مطبوعة منشورة يعني ما شاء الله تحقيق طيب للأربعين النووية. The Sheikh, he mentioned that this hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِذَا اسْتَعِنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, it's, he said, this is a part of the hadith. This is a part of a hadith that came that was reported by Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi, and other than the two of them, based on the hadith that came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, where he said, the Shaykh, he mentioned this hadith is sound, and huwa hasan, it's good. He said it's good. بشواهدي, based on and the supported proofs, it's sound, meaning it's good. And هو حسن, meaning it's good. كما بيناه في تحقيق, he said he made this clear in his verification of the 40 hadith that, and he has been that it has its respective chain of narration in this تحقيق. And this is, mashallah, very good. تحقيق لأربعين نووية, I have a copy of it. Very good, mashallah. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, وفي هذه الجملة من الحديث, he said, and from this, وفي هذه الجملة من الحديث, الرد البين على دعاة القبورية الذين يستمدون العون في حلهم وترحالهم وسائر شؤونهم من الأموات. فهذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته يلقن ابن عمه عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما هذه العقيدة الصحيحة بأن لا يستعين في سائر أموره الدينية والدنيوية إلا بالله. The Shaykh, he mentioned this is one hadith from the different ahadith that is reported, that's a refutation, very clear refutation upon those du'at لقبورية, those callers to worshiping the graves, in which these individuals reach out and seek aid from these individuals, the Anbiya, whether if it's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any of the other prophets, or from the righteous, they reach out and seek aid from them, regardless if they are regardless if they're in their residence or they're traveling. Some of them travel distances just to go and commit shirk in different towns, regardless if it's in Yemen or in Misr or in other places where they believe that the grave of some of the Sahaba are, or some of the Anbiya are, they worship and commit shirk in front of them. The Shaykh, he mentioned, and they seek assistance in all of their affairs from the Amwat, from the deceased. And then here it is, you have the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam While he was living, he instructed Ibn Ammihi, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the son of his uncle, his nephew. He advised him, radiallahu anhu, with this any correct belief that one should not seek aid in their affairs, regardless if it is affairs of the deen, affairs of the religion, or affairs of the dunya, this worldly life, except they should seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned, أَقْسَامُ النَّاسِ فِي الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned, there are categories of people with regards, which related to al-isti'ana. This is a very nice benefit. I remember that a lot of the أهل الدار الحليم دماج يشرحون هذا القسم ويذكرون هذه الفائدة في تعليقاتهم وفي شروحهم وهذه فائدة عظيمة طيبة جدا ومهمة. This section that the Shaykh has mentioned, يعني the categories of people with regards to isti'ana, is something that I remember when we studied the books of أهل العلم in دار الحديث. This is a category that you find a lot of the ulama, they emphasize and they express this and mention this. So this shows that the significance of the importance of understanding the categories of people when it's related to their seeking aid from Allah. The Shaykh, he mentioned the first category, عَابِدٌ وَمُسْتَعِينٌ. هذا القسم الأول. عَابِدٌ مُسْتَعِينٌ. وهو القائم بعبادة الله مستعينا بالله في القيام بها. وهؤلاء الذين حققوا قوله تعالى إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين فهم في أعلى الدرجات. الأول عابد مستعين. The first category of people with regards to الاستعانة, seeking aid, is the one who is a slave servant of Allah. He's a slave servant of Allah, and he's one who seeks aid. هو عابد مستعين. He's a servant of Allah, and he's one who seeks aid. He has these two good characteristics. He's a slave servant, and he establishes seeking aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who establishes the worship of Allah, musta'inan bihi, seeking aid with him and establishing his worship of Allah. He is one who establishes the worship of Allah while seeking aid from Allah in establishing his worship of him. These individuals, they are those who actualize the statement of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone we worship, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone we seek aid from. He said, the Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh Muhammad Ba'al Jamal, he said, this is the highest level of those who are musta'ineen billah. Those who are the people who seek the aid of Allah, this is the highest level that one can commit to, that they're abid musta'een, that they are one who is a slave servant of Allah, they worship, and at the same time, they seek aid. الثاني عابد غير مستعين. The second is the one who is a slave servant. He worships غير مستعين. And he does not, he worships, but he does not seek aid regarding his worship. وهو القائم بعبادة الله الغافل عن مقام الاستعانة. كحال كثير من المتفقهة. وهو تقصير في تحقيق قوله إياك نستعين فهم وإن وجدوا لذة العبادة فقد فقدوا لذتها مع الاستعانة والتوكل. The Shaykh, he mentioned, يقول قسم الثاني عابد غير مستعين, the one who is a slave servant and he does not seek aid of Allah, he does not seek aid of Allah in his worship. This individual, he establishes the worship of Allah He established the worship of Allah. However, he is oblivious regarding the status of the importance of al-isti'anah, the status and importance of isti'anah, seeking aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is similar to the condition of a lot of people who seek understanding of a deen. The deen, however, they have deficiency in actualizing the importance or actualizing the statement of Allah, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone we seek aid from. They don't have total dependence. This individual, these people, this type of person, even if they found sweetness, when they had a good taste of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however they lost the sweet taste of seeking aid and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking aid from Allah while putting their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have a deficiency. They must be abid musta'inan, similar to what we mentioned with regards to the first category. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned musta'inun ghayru abidin, one who is musta'inun ghayru abidin. Then you have the other individual. It's aqs. It's the opposite of the first, the second one. The first one is one who is abidun musta'inun. The second one is abidun ghayru musta'inun. The first one is the one who is a slave servant of Allah while seeking the aid of Allah in his affairs. The second is the one who is a slave servant of Allah. He's a slave servant of Allah, but he does not seek the aid of Allah in a way that's befitting. So he has a deficiency in his seeking aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a deficiency in putting his trust in Allah. That's the second category. The third category, musta'inun ghayru abidin. The third category is the one who seeks aid. He seeks aid from Allah, but he's not one who worships Allah. وَهُوَ الْمُفَرِّطُ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ شَغَلَ بِبِدَعٍ وَمَعَاصٍ ظَنَّهَا عِبَادَةً وَطَلَبَ الْعَوْنَ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا. هذا مهم. هذا هو المفرط في عبادة الله حيث انشغل ببدع ومعاص ظنها عبادة وطلب العون من الله عليها. طلب العون من الله عليها. وهذا شأن كثير. هذا شأن كثير من المتصوفة والمتعبدة. The Shaykh, he mentioned the third category is the one who is seeks aid from Allah, but he's not abid. He seeks aid from Allah, but he's not abid, meaning he's not a slave servant of Allah in the way that is befitting. How is this? This is the individual who is excessive. He's excessive in his worship of Allah. He goes beyond the bounds from the aspect that he becomes busy with actions of innovation and sins. And he believes that this is ibadah. He believes this is ibadah, and he seeks aid from Allah regarding that which he is doing. He seeks aid from Allah regarding that which he is doing from his innovation and his sins. This is the situation, this is the affair with regards to many of the Sufis and those who increase in yani acts of worship which are not legislated, like those who increase in doing those deeds which are not legislated, like going to the graves and making dua. This is making dua and praying and prostrating and asking shifa, asking for intercession from a prophet, or asking intercession from a sheikh, hoping that this dua will arrive to Allah by way of intercession by this particular prophet or this particular sheikh that's respected. This is innovation. So this individual, we can't say realistically he is abid. We can't say realistically he's abid lillahi, because he's committing shirk and his ibadah is not accepted. So this individual is musta'in. He's seeking aid from Allah, but he's not seeking aid the proper way. So he's not abid bi haqiqat al-kalima. He's not one who is committed to, he's not a slave servant of Allah, one who's committed to worshipping Allah the way that he should be worshipped. So we do not say that he is even having isti'ana properly. He's not seeking aid from Allah properly because he's using his bid'ah to get to Allah. And Allah does not accept bid'ah. As we know the hadith with the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa raddun." Whoever innovates in this affair of mine, that which is not from it, then it is rejected. Yani it's impossible for one to assume that his innovation that he's committing will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is unfathomable. This is impossible. Naam. And then the fourth category, yani غير عابد وغير مستعين. غير عابد وغير مستعين. The fourth category is the one who is not a worshipper, he's not a slave servant of Allah, nor does he seek aid from Allah. He's not one who is a slave servant, nor does he seek aid from Allah. وَهُوَ التَّارِكُ لِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ الْمُسْتَغْنِي عَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِنِ اسْتَعَانَ بِاللَّهِ فِي حُظُوظِ دُنْيَاهُ وَشَهْوَتِهِ وَهُوَ شَرُّ هَؤُلَاءِ. الشيخ يقول قسم الرابع غير عابد وغير مستعين وهو التارك لعبادة الله المستغني عن الله. This individual, the fourth type of individual, is different than the first, second, and third. The fourth type of individual is one who is not a slave servant of Allah, nor is he one who seeks the aid of Allah. This individual, he leaves off in totality the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he believes, he feels that he is free of need. He's not in need of anything from Allah, this individual. And even if he was to seek any some type of assistance or aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is regarding that which is helps him in his personal gain, which helps him in his personal gain from the affairs of the dunya, and that which he desires from the affairs of the dunya. He does not have desire for the akhirah. He does not have desire to please his Lord. Whatever he does from good, he does it seeking some type of gain from this worldly life. And this individual, he is the worst of all four characters. He's the worst of all four types. نسأل الله الثبات. We ask Allah to make us firm. انظر مجموع الفتاوى. The Shaykh, he said, look, refer to مجموع الفتاوى and مدارج السالكين. He mentioned the page numbers for whoever would like to refer to it. Inshallah, look into it. Allah yubarak fikum. So this is our lesson for today with regards to isti'ana. This is the lesson today with regards to isti'ana, seeking aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will take al-isti'adha, but isti'adha may take more time than what we have due. We don't want to burden anyone beyond what they can bear. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll take the next lesson, inshallah, we'll take isti'adha tomorrow bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Isti'adha is seeking refuge. Al-isti'adha. Like when we say, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. A'udhu, this a'udhu is al-isti'adha. Al-isti'adha. Meaning, talab al-a'udh. Talab al-i'adha. Min al-makruh. To seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding something that you seek refuge from. Meaning to seek refuge with Allah from something that's disliked. And inshallah we will take this lesson in the coming dars, in the coming class, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Wa jazakum Allah khayran wa barakallahu fikum. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Mm-hmm.